Any tone, it's in turbo, it's like 7 watts, I think. Low is like 200 milliwatts, and medium's, I think, 2 watts. High is 5, and then turbo is 7.
Jerry?
Hey, you're low, but that's 7 watts now.
After that. Anyway, I'm going to get in here. I just heard y'all carrying on and thought I'd jump in and say, hey.
Good to hear you, buddy.
You're not tickled to have to go back in today. Stay out of the heat, Dave. Dave, sir, we'll talk to you a little bit later.
Getting on in here. Get out of this heat. It's not too bad right now, but it sure feels like it's going to be a bad one. Yeah, got to go in here and see if I can still set up a machine I ain't touched in 15 years. I can't believe I ain't got nobody to do it, but I kind of volunteered, so I'm going to see what I can do with it. Anyway, you two guys have a great day, and we'll catch y'all a little later. Stand for us. I'll be clear.
I'll talk to you later on, buddy. Have a good day. Man, you go into work late, don't you? It's 15 to 11. Okay. I'm going to get me a job like that. 10-4-6 Ryan, 4-0-week you, I'm clear.
Job security, man. 10-4-6 Ryan, 4-DJC.
Started at my regular time, had some stuff I had to do before I got out of there. So, I figured this is a favor to them, so they'll be happy whenever I show up. See you later, guys. 10-4-6 Ryan, clear for sure this time.
Thank you, I'm clear.
I about forgot what we was talking about now. I think we were talking about that fusion. Yeah, I think the fusion stuff sounds pretty good to me, Stacey. What I've heard of it, like I said, on a couple of radios, is I tell you, there's a fusion repeater in Livonia that's, I could hit it from here with 25 watts on another fusion radio I had at one time. But I don't know what I can still get into it now. But that repeater is a fusion or analog, so it'll do either one. But I'm not sure it's clear. I'll tell you what, if you have such good luck getting into Carsville, you might be able, with a little bit of power, you might be able to hit that thing from your house pretty easy on a fusion, maybe even on a handheld.
And 4-0-VQ. Well, that's what I kind of wanted to get with you about. You know a little bit about fusion, but since I changed that thing to a Y2-2, I went from here to Carnesville and all the way back to Gatlinburg yesterday. I'm like, well, wow, it's working. Okay.
I don't think that's a big deal as far as we're concerned, because there's just not enough activity on it to be concerned. If you were in a big city or something, it'd be one thing, but I don't think there's enough activity on it to be too concerned about it making a double hop like that. But I'll have to get on my computer here in a little bit and look at see what you're doing on it, see where it's read your raw packets, and see what's going on with it. But sounds like it's working like it's supposed to now.
That'd be good, Jerry, if you can get on there in a little while and check it for me and just tell me what you see. Then I can kind of understand what everybody else might see. But it went all the way to Carnesville, and then the line went all the way back next to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. I said, okay. I hadn't been doing that, so, but you'll know more about it if you'll go on there and look, and then you can let me know, over.
See what that eye gate in Tennessee is. See which one that is. See how high up it is and location, that sort of thing. It may be high enough. I can't remember what which ones up there. What one up on around Caesar Head or somewhere? That's one I would usually get into, I think. And there's one back behind me over here, kind of between me and you, that I got into several times too, but I don't get into the one in cars, at least I hadn't been when I get this other radio, I'm going to set it up and see if I can point it in that direction, see if I can get into it. If I'm so much lower, Tracy, that's probably, excuse me, Stacy, that's probably what the, that's probably what the deal is on my end.
Well, if I remember what I've seen on that, like, second hop, whatever, I think it said it was like 80 foot high and putting out 45 watts, and that's right next to Gatlinburg. I mean, that's where it was, and I said, well, I ain't never made it that far. But when I looked at the raw packets, it showed 2-2, W-1, and then W-2-2. I said, well, okay, it's working. Okay.
No, that's what it ought to be doing. But like I said, I look at it, I'm going to have to kind of head downstairs here in a few minutes anyway. But that sounds like it's working fine. But I tell you, I think your location, just that you can hit that Carsville, you're pretty easy with that capo you got up as high as it is. That's got a lot to do with it, I'm sure. And you just enough further there across bypass over there, too, where you're kind of over in that tier. I mean, you're not that far from me, but you're a lot higher up than I am, because I'm kind of down in a hole. You know, I could probably get up here to the top of the road up here, and that's another 40 feet higher for me up there, so up around 780 or 790 or something like that, and I'm only at about 700 here now. If that, I mean, not much higher than 700, really, probably it's probably not that accurate anyway. N4RVQ,
N4DJC. Showing me I'm like 800 something, just a little over 800. So I'm at the highest point right here where I live. And my landlord said, I'm going to move out down here. We're going to build, and we want you to move down here. I said, no. I said, you're going to put my AM radio down in a hole. I don't want to do that, okay?
When we first moved here back in 92, we had a house up there just off Midway Road, and I could see everything. I was on the top of a hill, kind of. There's a new subdivision over there. And so I could see, I could get into the Anderson machine with, you know, half a watt or, you know, 400, 500 milliwatts, you know, just almost nothing. You can be full of quiet in there, too, and hit Greenville, grandfather, one up on Grandfather Mound up there. I can't remember the name of that anyway. You know what I'm talking about. Get into 1.9 machine, full quiet, and with about 10 or 15 watts. And now move from that. Now, how high above the train I was, but I could see that when they had the fair going, I could see all the water towers and everything to the east of me. Yeah, be to the east of me. And so I could get into all kinds of stuff there, but it was in a, couldn't put an antenna up, I could just do it inside, but we moved there, and we left there in 94, I guess. And I moved from there back down here, and now I'm down here in the hole right on the lake.
Yeah, I hear you, Jerry. Well, that's all good. But anyway, I've enjoyed talking to you this morning. I'm going to take me a break and kind of check out things, check out my bird feeder, see if I need to add any, blah, blah, blah. And this old kitty cat, she's been laying here. She's about 5 years. She's still just laying here. I don't get it. But anyway, she's been good to me. All right, Jerry, I'll holler at you later on this evening. N4DJC, N4OVQ.
As always, I'll holler at you later on this afternoon. Stay cool, brother.
Good luck, Jerry. N4OVQ, I'm clear.